Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 100 inmates took over a section of a St. Louis jail, setting fires and throwing objects from broken windows. Dozens of inmates escaped from their cells at the City Justice Center in downtown St. Louis around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, evading capture until the group rose as many as 115 prisoners. One male officer was taken to the hospital following the incident, but officials say he has since been released and is doing well. Tear gas ended the uprising after about 8 hours. Tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday rallied in cities across Myanmar for a second day of anti-coup demonstrations despite an internet shutdown. 1 week ago, Myanmar's army declared a 1-year state of emergency after seizing power and arresting leaders. Monitoring group NetBlocks Internet Observatory said a nationwide internet blackout that began Saturday was continuing in that country east of India. Tom Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl as the Buccaneers crush the Chiefs 31-9. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now that President Biden has been in office for a couple of weeks, what have we learned and where are we going? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
President Biden was asked by CBS News' Laura O'Donnell what things will look like 1 year from now.
We're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual.
About Hunter's memoir.
It gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
The Iran nuclear situation.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
Relations with China.
I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
On whether former President Trump should still receive intelligence briefings.
I think not, because of his erratic behavior.
The minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
And targeting relief in his stimulus plan.
I'm prepared to negotiate that.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the Super Bowl champs after beating the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday 31-9. Before the season began, Tampa Bay tight end Rob Gronkowski was talked out of retirement to join the team by longtime friend and Super Bowl 55 MVP Tom Brady.
And that's what makes him so great. I mean, you got to be just one of the guys. I mean, it's a team game, and he is. It's just so great. Players just go up to him, ask him any questions in the locker room, and he always has great answers for him. Always a great leader, always gives great advice. Whenever younger players come up to him, even older players, and even when I have questions and stuff, he always has great advice just to give out. He's been through it all. He's been playing for, I don't know, like 30 years. So I mean, there's basically nothing that he hasn't seen.
Gronk says the Buccaneers franchise has figured out how to win Super Bowls.
I did have a ball this year. It was a great year all the way from the teammates to, you know, the front personnel and this in this organization. Everyone, you know, is cracking jokes all the time. It was just a great atmosphere. I loved being here, and it was just an amazing year, just to be here with just so many great players. Like, you just see how many great players we have on our team, and there was no one that was selfish this year. That's what made this team special, and that's what got us this far, I believe.
The 6'6" tight end says he'll remain unretired for next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is time for Pastor Phil Hotzenfelder, the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim, California. Bill, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Oh, hey, we got through the Super Bowl. I stayed away from as many of the appetizers as I could stay away. I still don't understand the weekend. I kept asking my son. I go, help me. I am like in some kind of suspended vortex of not understanding, you know, the halftime show, and the commercials. I watched those because, they were like, what, $5.5 million per 30 seconds worth of airtime.
Mm.
And the general sentiment was one to try to, you know, bring us together, maybe talk a little bit to our better angels. But the one that touched my heart the most, Phil, I don't know about you, was the Toyota commercial with Jessica Long and her story. I mean, what an incredible story and presentation for life, right?
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I'm with you. I think the most interesting thing to me about the Super Bowl was the CDC, because on their site, they look more like a Pinterest board. They're telling you that it's okay to wear your costumes, your jerseys, your uniforms, but please, please bring your own chips, mustard, ketchup, social distance while you watch the game, and wear your mask when you're not eating. And when they started telling me that what we can wear and what we can't wear, I just figured they've gone into Pinterest world now.
Yes, that's it. I mean, it is amazing. And of course, leading into it, you know, bless his heart, the president and Mrs. President, Jill Biden, you know, gave a little message, a heartfelt message, you know, to the country. And I thought, okay, well, now we can play ball.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, things feel like they're a little bit normal on one side of the coin, and then you flip it over, and it feels pretty abnormal. And I think that's the tension that people are living with right now, is there's a desire, strong desire for normalcy. And yet at the same time, we see such an aggressive move left, hard left, by Biden administration. At the same time, we all fear, in some sense, a stronger alliance in a bad way with Biden to China. And China is in the forefront of a lot of conversations happening today, not only on your show here today, but also, you know, I just pulled up Epoch Times, and and filled with all kinds of information. You know, cancel the Olympics in China because of human rights violations? And then you've got just a whole host of different categories of issues that are coming forth and maybe even coming to the forefront. At the same time, China has this desire for world domination, which is clearly, clearly seen.
Well, that's been, you know, from day one with President Xi. I mean, this is in a way, if you run President Xi, his rhetoric and his ambitions alongside, oh, let's say Adolf Hitler. Interesting the parallel between the two, I find.
Well, you know, the paper tiger is gone, and we have a new version. A lot of people forget how we got here, and even people who are embracing, I'm going to call it communism light.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that, no, I like this, and this, but let's go back and figure out what happened. China, under Mao, they estimate somewhere around 50 million people were killed in the name of communism. And we talk about Adolf Hitler as a despotic ruler he was and is, and the tragedy of 6 million Jews. But also, let's not forget, under both the Stalin and Mao regime of communism, we saw greater excess numbers of people who were killed. And even today, political prisoners are identified and killed. And unfortunately, their assassination or their termination, if you will, is really more for the quest for organs and transplants.
Right. Yes.
And
organ harvest.
I mean, it's a threat. It's like, to me, it's the most ungodly, evil place on earth because of its leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, at the same time, we've got a marvelous people, the Chinese people, and a marvelous underground church that is flourishing. Some say that the Christian count in China is somewhere around 350 million, which would be the population of America. Now think about that as a strong, powerful force for God in a country that is so whose leaders are so bent on evil.
Yeah, and these underground churches, Pastor Phil, I mean, hey, you got these pastors that are preaching for hours. I mean, it's not a 45-minute, 50-minute plan, get you in and out and off for your Denny's combo. When the underground church comes together, they're in there for the long haul. And this is what I hear anecdotally about what goes on in some of these churches, underground churches, that I would say that maybe many Americans couldn't withstand, you know?
Well, I really believe that, and you've heard me say this, I think, in previous times, but I really believe that America is moving, in a sense, not to the underground church, but to, you know, the conforming and non-conforming church.
Yes.
And that there is a real division, and I don't think it's a bad division, quite honestly, in churches across America, because the issues are we going to stand for truth? Are we going to reopen? Are we going to be... how are we going to view the First Amendment? How are we going to view our faith? And I'm telling you, I mean, yesterday we had standing room only. I mean, it was, you know, it was just amazing what's happened.
Right.
And
I want you to tell the audience real quick, if I can interrupt you, because you're doing a special two-part series, which the first part was yesterday, and then you've got the final one taking place next Sunday. So the response is there. I mean, people are hungry for the truth. And as we've talked about before, and I appreciated you getting, because I wanted to really lock this down in my mind here, is the separation in the churches, the division between the conforming and the believing church. Are we going to believe that God really meant what he said when he said it? Or are we just going to conform because the culture knows better right now? And this is the danger historically when we look back in the history of man, is when we've deviated from God's plan and embraced man's plan, we end up with devastation and death and, you know, and like you just cited, millions of people dying. I mean, and now it's so heinous, it's not bad enough that they die. They say, well, you know, as you're dead anyway, so I'm going to just take your organs and I'm going to go in and maximize your body to the profit of the estate here.
Correct. And those people that are terminated, they're not there because of crimes. They're there because of typically religion or race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to it controls society. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's
well, when we come back,
really.
I want to get into some of the deeper detail. And I was not aware of this. This was news to me. The Communist Party's plan to print a new distorted Bible. Wow. Makes you wonder. Just tells you just how powerful. I mean, they know. They know instinctively that our faith and our religion, that we are wired for this. And they're going to give us the new cow, the new golden calf that has come out of their fires. More from Phil Hodgson.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Well, No doubt. What I'm sensing here, Pastor Phil, is that there is a hunger, you know, for the truth. I mean, this is the one thing, you know, we were talking about Goebbels and, you know, and the Third Reich and, you know, the bigger the lie and, you know, how believable it is. And we have been nourished, and I would say malnourished, according to our previous guest, Professor Joshua Mitchell, that he talks about the what happens, you know, like you were referring to. It's the malnourishment nutritionally, you know, of our brain, of our body, of our creativity that occurs when we abandon God. And you would think with all the history behind us that we would know better. But, you know, we read in the Old Testament where in the book of Judges, you have that cyclical refrain, you know, where things were going so good. People started seeing things according to their own eyes. Then God would send in a shaking or a judgment by way of their enemies. And, you know, they would be oppressed. They'd cry out to God. God would send somebody to help them and deliver them. And things are rolling along. It's going good. They start seeing things according to their own eyes. And that cycle starts all over again. This just seems to be the history of mankind, isn't it?
It is. And I think the difference is that mankind has always been, let's say, prone to depart from God, repent, come back. And I think the difference is, and it's a characteristic of the last days, the spiral downward of mankind is a part of predicted prophecy in Scripture, that man, as he moves closer to the end of the age, will be more debased, will be more anti-God or no God. And what that does is it does leave us with a void and an emptiness. At the same time, the encouraging word is that the righteous will shine even brighter. And so the clarity between who's truly walking with God, who wants to love God and serve him, will become more evident, and so will those who do not. Mm-hmm. 1 John says, you know, it's evident that they were not of us, for they did not remain with us. And so there is something about perseverance that demonstrates the reality of your faith.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're reminded that we'll reap that which we sow, and we will know them by their fruit. And more and more, you know, those who embrace the truth and are the called out ones and living accordingly, that will be the telltale sign, is the fruit that they're producing, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, let's hit a couple of things you brought up earlier on China, what's happening. It's pretty interesting. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is about 85% of all Bibles are printed in China by Amity Press, which is an arm of the Communist Party. And part of what they do is they are really aggressive now in plans to print a distorted Bible for the Chinese in China. And basically what it's going to do is going to anything that is offensive or challenging to the Communist Party will be removed. For example, the Book of Revelation will not be in it. The story of the woman caught in adultery where, you know, Jesus says, let him who has sin cast the first stone. Mm. Well, what happens is Jesus, in their narrative, casts a stone and kills the woman. So that's how radical this is. Now, what makes this a little bit frightening, if you stop and think about it, if they have a monopoly on the printing of Bibles and they have all the capacity, if they decided they wanted to only print the Chinese Bible, a version in English, or they didn't want to print at all, right now, if you take just 1 year, every year, the best-selling book in America is the Bible, and that's even putting up against the top five New York Times bestsellers. So that's how many people are buying Bibles. The good news is we've got a lot of Bibles in America. The bad news is if you stop the flow of Bibles, it becomes something that could be classified in America's hate speech. That's exactly what they're doing in China right now. So second big thing, I want to hit both these and we can come back to the either one of them. But the second thing is genetic data. And so this warning has gone out. For example, the National Counterintelligence Security Division of the FBI had this warning on February 3rd. China is collecting Americans' DNA, posing major security risks, U.S. Counterintelligence Agency. So what we find out is that they have been either through hacking. We know they hacked into Anthem's site for healthcare insurance. Pull a lot there. They've been buying up a number of different biotech companies in America, and then a great number, high percentage of all the COVID testing are actually done by the same Chinese group, BGI, and they're gaining DNA samples. What's the purpose? The purpose is the future, and the money is going to be in customized medicine based on your DNA. So if I have all your data, and think about the data they get. We log into our phone with our face, so now they have facial recognition. Mm-hmm. A lot of computers, you log on with your fingerprint, so now you've got fingerprint, now you've got DNA, now you've got facial recognition. Plus, they can track you on your phone. This is really kind of a crazy, crazy world we're living in, Bill.
Wow. On this, as you say, you know, in terms of them being able to design pharmaceuticals according to our DNA, so then we would have customized pharmaceuticals available based on our DNA?
That's correct. And what that does is it also shows this will only move faster with AI, artificial intelligence, because what it'll be able to do is also be able to detect weaknesses. And then there will be some people that I think will be not deemed untreatable,
right,
unless it's for an exorbitant amount of money. Or when you link this to insurance, now the old test for can I get medical insurance is based on a simple medical test, a little bit of family history. But if it shows that I have a high propensity for cancer based on my family or based on my DNA, now I could be refused life insurance as well.
Well, of course, because at this point, I mean, what this is all moving to in this world, as we know what the communists do, you're just a tool. And so if you're any problem and you're an ineffective tool or less than tool, then there's justification for elimination at this point. And I don't know what we'll do with your body parts if the body parts are compromised. I mean, what's happening with the Uyghurs, you got the Chinese selling body parts and they're halal, supposedly halal body parts, because that's something very important to the Muslim world, right? But here's an organ that has, that has been certified to be complementary to the Muslim faith.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
Well, you talk about a wild, wild world. I mean, it is a crazy world that we're living in right now when you begin to see these kind of things happening. Because we thought in 1984 Big Brother was a challenge, and it is, and the distortion of truth. But put that, now line that up with I can't get the truth, and I have an aggressive, evil empire like China that is set on world domination.
Well, and I got to tell you, Phil, at times I cry out to God and I say, how much longer? How much more? Because the Bible talks about that God comes in, he finally intervenes, lest all would be destroyed, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think here's the good news. It's always been challenging to live your faith. Okay, I don't care whether you're Old Testament, New Testament. We are sojourners in this world. And so here's the good news. The good news is that in every generation, every purpose and time, people have been able to thrive in the midst of oppressive, difficult, challenging times. And our faith grows stronger. So I think we have a lot of good reasons to understand that we can trust in God.
Yes. Yeah, this is a time for courage. And as you say, we've got to keep our hands on the plow, right? Not looking back,
exactly,
but going forward, trusting in God. We're encouraged by that because of the past and the history that is there. But as you say, it's not going to be an easy walk in the park by no means, is it?
No, it's not. Not at all.
Well, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller has been our guest as always, Phil. We appreciate the time. Congratulations. And for those that are going to be lucky enough, they'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you so much, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
More than 100 inmates took over a section of a St. Louis jail, setting fires and throwing objects from broken windows. Dozens of inmates escaped from their cells at the City Justice Center in downtown St. Louis around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, evading capture until the group rose as many as 115 prisoners. One male officer was taken to the hospital following the incident, but officials says he has since been released and is doing well. Tear gas ended the uprising after about 8 hours. Tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday rallied in cities across Myanmar for a second day of anti-coup demonstrations despite an internet shutdown. 1 week ago, Myanmar's army declared a 1-year state of emergency after seizing power and arresting leaders. Monitoring group NetBlocks Internet Observatory said a nationwide internet blackout that began Saturday was continuing in that country east of India. Tom Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl as the Buccaneers crush the Chiefs 31-9. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Smartphone and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And guess what? We've got America's Money Answers Man. Boy, does he have answers, because we got questions. It's always good to have Jordan Goodman with us. Hey, Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Okay. I've been looking forward to our conversation because I need you to explain what went on with all the short selling and GameStop. Oh, man, there were so many moving parts, our heads were spinning.
So the big Wall Street firms, the hedge funds, like to profit from disaster, basically. So they think companies like GameStop, I mean, who's going into a GameStop? Everybody does video games online today. AMC, the movie theater company that hasn't had a theater open in a year. You know, companies that are doing really badly, they sell their stock short, hoping that it goes to zero and they can make huge profits. That normally works if fundamentals hold. But what's happened is that what I call the flash mob of investors picks on something. It's like, let's look at the stocks that have the most short interest, the ones that the hedge funds have shorted the most, and let's drive it to the stratosphere and bankrupt these guys. Wouldn't that be fun? Mm-hmm. So they have all these message boards like Reddit and so on, and they say, GameStop, that's a good one. So they drove the stock price from 10 to 460 in 2 weeks. This caused a lot of pain on the part of the short sellers. Because, as I like to say, with a long position, when you own a stock, it's got limited downside. It can only go to zero. But if you're short a stock, it's unlimited downside because the stock can go up forever. This was very, very painful for these hedge funds. And literally, they had to be bailed out with billions and billions of dollars because as the stock kept going up, their short positions kept getting... And then they'd have to sell the... They'd buy the stock back to cover their shorts, as I said. So it just was a complete frenzy. The stock went from 10 to 460. And then the regulators came in and the brokerage firm said, this is too volatile, so we're going to stop trading in GameStop, which just infuriated all kinds of people. They couldn't sell at 460. Now the stock's at 90. So it's just been crazy. But all these other stocks, the ones with the biggest short interest are the ones that have gone up the most, having absolutely nothing to do with fundamentals.
Is this kind of a little bit of a payback or just, you know, a bunch of young kids, which happens from time to time?
Well, it's played that way. You know, the big brokerage firm, there are several, but the big one is Robinhood. And their whole idea is to, you know, to take from the rich and give to the poor. And in this case, it worked. Well, it kind of worked, but a lot of people couldn't sell at 460, so it didn't. They weren't actually able to cash in on these things. But they caused a lot of pain on the behalf of many, many of these hedge funds that were short. And it wasn't only GameStop. That was the most prominent. But there were about 10 different stocks. And then the crowd said, oh, well, let's do silver. So silver went from $18 an ounce to $29 an ounce pretty much instantly. And so all the hedge funds that were short silver got killed on that one, too. This is going to continue. This is not over by any means, Bill.
Right, exactly. Well, and it seems that there would be some blood coming and going, right? I mean, because if you're up there on the high end, if you happen to get caught up and, you know, you get so emotional that you start buying this stuff, whether it's silver at $29,
exactly.
Even though I still think, you know, then you're kind of stuck with that, right?
It's way beyond fundamentals. Well, people who bought GameStop at 460, think it was going to 1,000, aren't too happy now that it's 90. Okay.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what, in Wall Street terms, they call FOMO, right? Fear of missing out.
Yes,
and when they see something going up, like, and we've seen this with Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin a year ago was 3,000. Now it's 33,000. Right. So everybody wants to get in the game. They did this with tulip bulbs in Amsterdam a little while ago. Remember that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
mania. It's the mania of crowds is what happens there.
Well, that's what happens. We're ripe for it with all this chaos that's floating about, Jordan. It's like America has lost its head in so many ways, and it's being manifest. I mean, let's talk the employment situation.
Getting worse.
6.7%. It's climbing up. Unemployment, we had close to 800,000 filings last week?
Right. It had been a million, but still a huge number of people filing. Because of the virus getting totally out of control in many places, cities and states are closing down again. They kind of have to keep this thing under control, but that hurts economic activity. The current economy is sinking right now. It's being held up by free money from the Federal Reserve, just pouring money into the system, which mostly goes to Wall Street, and federal dollars. They did a $900 billion stimulus plan at the end of last year, and that's about to run out, and now they need to do another one. That's what's keeping the economy going, is free money from the feds and free money, which is borrowed, by the way, from the Congress.
Well, thank God for the interest rate right now being what it is. We'd really be in trouble. But at some point, inflation is going to kick in, as you know, and you've been warning us about. But now, regarding the stimulus money, we're getting reports from the government that there's probably almost a trillion dollars that's already been approved. They're just sitting there. That hasn't been spent. I mean, some of the schools haven't taken
the
money.
The PPP program, a lot of the small businesses didn't get it. That was correct. Yep.
Exactly. So we've got that lying dormant. Yeah. And then we're fussing over 1.9 trillion. And when you look at 1.9 trillion and you look at the breakdown of where this money's going, it's not all about COVID, is it?
No,
that's the problem.
About $300 billion of that would be to cities and states to patch up their budgets. I mean, certainly a good amount of it is going to vaccinations and health care and kind of getting the thing out there. It would be increasing the minimum wage to $15 from currently $7.25, doubling the minimum wage, basically. It would be going to the PPP program for small businesses. It would be going to giving checks to Americans. Some people say $1,400, some people say $1,000, but, you know, giving checks to Americans of some kind.
Mm-hmm. There's $400 checks have been out there. Not everybody's gotten the $400 checks.
Well, the last one was $600, actually, that came out in December. And a lot of people who didn't need the money saved it. The savings rate has gone up dramatically. It's like, oh, well, this is nice. I don't really need this. Now, remember, this is money that the government has borrowed mostly from the Chinese handing out to people who don't even need it. It's a little bit people who do need it need it, but not everybody needs a bailout like this.
Well, and this is a problem. I mean, because the Biden administration really kind of, you know, exposed themselves, because they said when it was suggested that we should talk about, you know, a different outlay and to really focus on those people that really need it, not people that are making, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. But how about those people that are making, like, you know, under $100,000, $50,000 a year? Yeah. How about focusing on them? And they said, well, we just won't get enough credit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really, it's like, what? I mean, we've got serious problems here in River City, and you're worried about, you know, credit? And I'm not talking about credit to buy it. I'm talking about some sort of, you know, fan
political
acknowledgement,
credit.
Right?
Right. Right. And this is all money that's being borrowed. I mean, we're currently at almost $29 trillion in the national debt, something like that. We're easily going to go over $30 trillion quite soon. And you add another $1.9 trillion on top of that. We're going to be, by the end of the year, we'll be at $33 trillion in debt, something like that. Yeah. Just staggering. And you're right, interest rates have remained low, although they've gone up some. I mean, the 10-year treasury was 0.5 in the middle of last year. Now it's about 1.1. So it's doubled in the last 6 months or so. That costs the government more money. If interest rates on treasury bills, which is where most of the money is, which is pretty much at zero now, went to 1%, okay, that doesn't sound like much, that would add hundreds of billions of dollars in interest expense to the federal budget. So we are lucky we have interest rates
overnight.
As low as they are.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. What does Janet Yellen bring to the Biden administration?
Well, she brings credibility. I mean, she's the only person who's ever held the big three in the economic realm, the chairman of the Fed Reserve, Council of Economic Advisors, and now Treasury. It's a very different role being in Treasury than being in Fed Reserve. Fed Reserve, you're supposed to be kind of neutral. Treasury, you're an advocate. So she is the point person for the $1.9 trillion deal that they're offering. So she's got to be a salesperson. The Fed Reserve chairmen are not salespeople. We'll see. I mean, the last I've heard, of course, that the Senate is 50-50, Democrat and Republican. The last I heard was that Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's actually quite a conservative Democrat, is not signing on for the $1.9 trillion. Without him, it's 51-49 against it, and they will not have a stimulus bill.
Yes.
So that could upset the apple cart right there. They can say, oh, we got 50 Democrats. Maybe you don't sometimes, and that would make a difference right there.
Well, I think he's having a hard time with this other money, as we alluded to. Some of this money in this 1.9 stimulus is not all going to COVID. It's going to some overseas interest that you go, what does that have to do with COVID here in the United States? And we call it a COVID bill. It's like, please, give us a break. Jordan, we got to leave it there. How
Very
can people
good.
Be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to get emails from you folks, Bill, and always glad to help.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
This is sponsored by IBM. The FBI recently warned that nearly 60% of reported ransomware incidents between August and September 2020 involved K-12 schools, a 29% jump from the months prior. Yet nearly 60% of educators utilizing online learning say they have not received any new cybersecurity initiatives or training. IBM Security is working to rectify that with its new $3 million grant. The company will be partnering with 6 school districts to help better prepare them for the growing cyber attacks, including ransomware. Christopher Scott, Director of Security Innovation at IBM.
Ransomware attacks are quickly becoming the new snow day for our kids. We understand school districts have budget restraints that hinder their ability to properly prepare and train for these attacks. Unfortunately, the bad guys are also also aware of this gap and see a chance to make a quick buck at the expense of our children's education. Our new program is focused on giving schools a fighting chance.
Schools can apply between February 4th and March 1st and will be selected to receive the grant based on their level of cybersecurity needs. Visit ibm.biz/security-grant.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we the people need to stand up. I mean, the three most powerful words in our Constitution, we the people. And people are wondering, well, what does that mean? Well, the fact that you're asking the question is dangerous because you need to know what that means, that this is a government up for by we the people, and it has been taken over by people other than we the people, don't you think? I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time to go to Focus on the Families, director of PluggedIn.com, the one and only Adam Holtz. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Catch it?
I'm going to confess I did enjoy the Super Bowl, and I might be in the minority outside of Florida and Boston, but being in the AFC West and having Patrick Mahomes totally dominate us for the last several years, I shed no tears for the Chiefs not doing well.
Well, no doubt Tampa had a plan, a pretty simple plan. I guess it's an old football plan where you just kind of just run it down your opponent's throat until you can't. And I think they could still keep on doing that, and it was pretty basic. And I think the other thing too, and I'd mentioned to somebody else, is I had thought, going into the game, because they said, what about Mahomes? I said, I'm still concerned. I'm not sure that he's totally healed. And this was had nothing to do. It had to do more with the the protocol that they would normally use for concussion protocol. And he seemed to come out of that pretty quick.
Yep.
And but I didn't. I'd forgotten about the turf toe problem that he was having, and there was a lot of pressure there, and by the defense, and they did it. Hey, look it. I thought for the most part it was a good game. Tom Brady winning his seventh. Gronkowski, a couple of touchdowns. I mean, it's all good. And then you look at the commercials. I'd mentioned to the audience earlier that my favorite by far, in fact, I still don't understand the weekend. Maybe I was talking to my son. I said, explain to me the weekend. I'm not getting this. And I'm still reading it, trying to understand and get it, but I didn't get it, so it was okay. But that was the halftime show. But
right.
My favorite of the commercials, which they spent something like $5.5 million per. I remember back in the days when it was starting to approach $1 million. I go, $1 million for one spot? This is crazy. But $5.5 million for one 30-second spot. To me, Toyota gets my vote. I thought that story of the Paralympic swimmer was just, oh my gosh, just heartbreaking.
Yeah, and I read about that commercial, but I actually must have been taking a chip break or something because I don't think I saw that one. So
Jessica Long, I mean, you know, here it is. I mean, she's adopted, and she had some rare disease that forced the doctors to amputate both her legs as a child. And here's the parents, and the parents are, you know, their attitude. Of course, it's depicted in the commercial, so how much of this really happened? But the sense was that this was, you know, pretty true, that the parents didn't look at her as a disability. They looked at her as an opportunity, and they just could not wait to see what this child was going to end up doing. And little do we know, she's an inspiration not only to us in America, but around the world. See, this is what liberty does. Liberty affords this kind of opportunity. When you're in a oppressed society, you know, I don't hear stories like this coming out of communist China.
Well, and it's liberty, and I would go a step further. I don't know if she's a person of faith or not, but when you combine liberty with faith, incredible things happen, right? Because as people of faith, we recognize that every person has dignity. Every person has value, even if they, you know, there's something that obviously would be perhaps something we would say, oh, well, you're handicapped, a word we don't use much anymore, obviously.
Right.
So this is a total digression, but my daughter is a swimmer. She's on a swim team.
Mm.
And I was at a meet about maybe a year ago, well, it was pre-COVID, because I haven't been to a swim meet since. And there was a family there. They had, I think, 4 or 5 children, and they had what looked to be maybe a 7 or 8 year old boy with no legs. One arm was not there. He had a part of one arm. And I don't know what the story is on him, but I felt myself just thinking, oh man, how hard must that be? And they put him down on the bleachers, and he, you know, crawled around. I'm not trying to sound like I'm way patronizing,
right,
but that was what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then lo and behold, about 2 hours later, I see the dad carrying him down to get in the pool for a race. And that little boy swam a race with a part of one arm.
Wow.
And it was one of the most incredible things I have ever seen in my life. And there was nothing in the way the parents interacted with him that suggested, you know, that there was just, you know, that they were relating out of sympathy. They were clearly relating in terms of, here's what you can still do. And, you know, here's the value you still have. And it was incredible, Bill. I found myself tearing up just watching this dad carry the son down, and everybody cheered. And my point is that sometimes I think our mainstream culture can suggest that some lives are worth more than others. And, you know, not to veer straight into the abortion conversation, but how often are those options pitched as, well, it looks like there's a problem, you
right.
know, and,
exactly.
and the mainstream culture can be such that there's the suggestion that those lives don't have as much value, but as Christians, we believe that every life has value. I realize this is a huge digression from.
Well, no. I think this is appropriate. I mean, because we talk about things of culture, and this is what's being discussed in culture today. I mean, there is. I think it's Sweden. Didn't they pass a bill that said, "Look, if your child is predetermined to be a down child, then the state says child will be aborted."
Yeah,
I mean, it's not even a question where the parents stand up and say anything about it. It's already been decided by the state, and this is what we're going to. And you know, I may have mentioned to you, I think last year I was at a CareNet dinner presentation, and you may know the gal. She's an attorney, just very articulate, brilliant woman. And she was the result of a, she survived an abortion, basically. And, you know, so what would we have missed? What would she have missed? Her family would have missed had the abortion been successful, but she was absolutely, the story. Of course, Tim Tebow recently in the March for Life told his story again, everybody, about, his mother who had, I think she may have had one or two abortions. And he was lucky for him. He was the one that was kept, so to speak. And but that even upon the pregnancy with him, you know, there was some discussion. In answer to your question earlier about Jessica Long being a Christian, she says that when asked about her faith in God through such a challenging journey, she said that she was raised in a very strong Christian household. But that her real faith came back later, said that she was always angry with God. She didn't understand how God could make somebody without legs. When she was 8 years old, she said, I kind of accepted him, but it was more out of fear of not wanting to, you know, fear of not wanting to go to hell, but to go to heaven. It wasn't much of a relationship, but it wasn't until later on, she mentions, at a Colorado spring training camp, that she felt that God truly worked in her heart. And that she realized that this was something, a personal decision that she had to make. And that relationship has helped her get through. You gotta imagine, I mean, she's, you know, we see her in swimming and we don't realize all the things happened to her even through this journey. How many other operations? She says she's had multiple surgeries to help with, you know, bony overgrowth and she said what made this so difficult was the healing process, not understanding why I had to go through all that pain. I also had to learn how to walk each time, but looking back, quitting was never an option. What an inspirational story, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. All right. So that takes my, you know, as far as my perspective on the Super Bowl, to me, yes, Tom Brady winning his seventh, but hearing the story of Jessica Long, boy, I'll tell you, talk about icing on the cake. And I got to believe that whether it's Tom Brady or Gronkowski or any of the football players, even Mahomes out there, to know her story would not help but be to be touched. And, you know, I'm grateful that we had the Super Bowl and that we could hear their story. And there was Absolutely. a couple of goofy commercials there, too, that we won't talk about. But, you know, hey, it's nature. It's it's humanity on display there and on a big stage. Well, what do you got to tell us about in terms of movie reviews for this coming week there, Mr. Adam?
You know, there is a movie that is on HBO Max. It's the most family-friendly of the week, called Earwig and the Witch, which is an animated film by a pretty celebrated animator, Goro Miyazaki. And you may not be familiar with him, but he's done a bunch of things. And this is a story about a little girl who gets adopted by two witches, and witchy things happen.
That's what happens with witches. They only know witchy things, right?
Witchy woman, witchy man, witchy family. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, which one to choose?
Exactly.
You also review Malcolm and Marie. We got about 30 seconds. Bliss, Traffic, a parent's worst nightmare. What else? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Traffic is worth checking out to learn more about the issue of sexual trafficking. Hard movie, but well done and discreet.
Especially in light of what's going on with our immigration policies. Again,
Absolutely. People
are just immune to the reality of it. People ask me, go, Martinez, you're Hispanic. What are you doing? How come you don't? Because of how people are trafficked, particularly women and young boys as well.
Yep.
Adam Holtz, he is the director of PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
Attention, business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.